Hey friends, today's video is focused on the Yuletide Apex submachine gun, which is from this season's Solstice event, which ends in about 5 days by the time you're seeing this video. I wanted to put a healthy amount of kills in on my first roll. I put almost 300, and then, you know, a nice number for the next session. On this one, the base stats were slightly better, and I used a CQC Optics high mod to increase the zoom from 14 to 15, and I did notice a positive difference. On the other one, I run radar booster as usual just to have a better radar. And as you can see, this is just not a fantastic roll, but I am a more casual player these days. So it's either I'm going to borrow an account, I've been logging my time, and I'm probably going to use bad rolls for my first impression, because if I waited until I got a great roll, well, the event would already be over and there would be no point in the video. I like crafting. Let's high five each other. Awesome. We love crafting around here. Anyway, let's talk about this SMG. It is a lightweight frame, and it also has target lock to take it from a 0.73 time to kill to a neutral 0.67, and you don't even need to build into the weapon stat like you might need for some other SMGs with target lock. Next thing to mention is they changed the way mobility works. So at the start of this expansion, the mobility stat was actually bugged. Titans and Warlocks were supposed to start with 30, and Hunters were supposed to start with 40, but it turns out we had 0, so we weren't even able to use the full power of the Strafe. And I'm sure somebody's eventually going to give us the exact numbers of what these do, but for now, I'm going to assume that with a lightweight weapon and Peacekeepers and 3 enhanced athletics that I am at the max Strafe possible, and when you combine that also with Tech's balance stock, tag them from the hip, then you get a faster movement speed while aiming down sights. I am telling you, people whiff their shots all around me. However, you might not have ever seen a fusion rifle whiff a shot, and that is the problem when I'm using submachine guns right now. Let me just give you a quick summary of this weapon though, since that's what the focus is today. You might feel FOMO'd out for the PvE rolls because you can get something like Heal Clip and Chaos Reshape to have the ultimate healing gun. I'm sure you can search for a PvE review and find a lot of solid options there. But for PvP, there are alternatives that give similar output and feel. I'm not a fan of this SMG, but I'm also not a hater. If you absolutely have to lead this event with a PvP roll, then I would go for exactly what you see here, Heal Clip and Target Lock, and then whatever the hell you get for these other three. You're really only keeping it because of this unique combo, since we might not see it on an SMG again for a little bit. As for lightweight Target Lock submachine guns specifically, I think I really prefer multi-mock. Just pretend that instead of kinetic tremors, this would be target lock. But honestly, kinetic tremors might even be better than target lock for this frame, because if you're using a lightweight, it's likely that you're going to have to pair it with a shotgun of some sort, since there's essentially infinite ammo in the Crucible right now for special weapons, and you need a shotgun to defend against a shotgun, and so forth. So kinetic tremors might let you pump out your kill distance even further to not feel like you're playing as much of a range disadvantage. But anyway, this has more base zoom, and it has rangefinder, and you don't have to run radar booster here. You could also just run CQC optics high and have a 16 zoom SMG, which is going to magnetize bullets. You could argue that heal clip's better for multi-kills, but if you always land all your shots, you might kill them before they even damage you, and then you can also use devour and stuff like that. So for that reason, I prefer multi-mock. You could also say that you could use Chaos Reshaped with Gemini Jesters or something to keep the perk up to get extra healing, and then also maybe Slice so that you're winning your duel taking less damage because they're dealing less damage. Now let's talk submachine guns in general. Again, special ammo in PvP might as well be infinite, and oh, you'll see that in today's gameplay. So the problem with SMGs right now is that if they don't have enough range and ease to step out of slug and fusion rifle distance, they'll typically lose. And alternatively, if you plan to be in that distance anyway, Last Word and P-Spawn make light work of, let's say, average experienced players who abuse green ammo. Aside from the niche exotic SMG options like Taraba, the only real standout choice that competes with the best is, in my opinion, a Target Lock Precision with a moderate weapon stat. I don't know the exact number, but I think it needs between 2 and 3%. Otherwise, exactly what I said. Just use a best-in-slot lightweight, and bring a shotgun yourself. So back on Yuletide. It's a solar weapon, so specifically this season with the artifact, You get Fever and Chill, which gives you Radiant, which might make it overall more consistent. Final thing to talk about in this video, so you can make sense of the gameplay, is the Bushido armor bonus. Final blows with freshly drawn weapons or reloaded weapons heal you. Peacekeepers gives you a swap speed benefit. So as long as I keep switching between my shotgun and SMG and then reloading with heal clip, I can double stack this. The Trials armor also has a very beneficial trait, which is if you pick up green ammo off the floor, it heals you. So you can combine both of those, even purposely leaving ammo bricks on the floor as a future heal, and demolish teams, get multi-kills. I do want to mention another FOMO weapon that you cannot obtain anymore, which is the No Survivors. I tried it for a clip you'll see in the video, just to compare how easy it felt to get longer distance kills. And honestly, the difference between 63 and 41 range in a different archetype is staggering. I felt like I had aimbot on this one, whereas I was struggling to hit shots with Yuletide. But I bring up the Trials armor set to say that with the Gravity Well origin trait, reloading this weapon automatically gathers nearby ammo. That should heal me, no? Let me know in the comment section. I haven't stepped in the Trials because it didn't look interesting. I didn't like the maps. And I'm only at like 300 power, so I'm not even getting tier 4s and tier 5s anyway. And I kind of want to wait to optimize my armor set until tier 5s. And I don't even like playing Trials, so I'm not going to do that. So let me know in the comment section if that makes sense. Or if that works. Okay, so that would be my recommendation for armor set bonuses. So you're stacking all the healing possible to get multi-kills, which I think is the fun of using an SMG. As for the build today, I do go into that in the gameplay itself, like I commentate and explain it. I was not using Drenger's Lash, I was using Diamond Lance, but I think I end up liking this better, even with Thruster, but it can also be amazing with Towering Barricade if you're playing threes. I also switched off Shiver Strike since now I have such a low melee stat that I don't even feel like I have it up enough. I'm just using Shoulder Charge over the head of people and hoping that, especially since I'm on console, that they have Tony Stark creating a new element type of sensitivity and I break their ankles. But yeah, Drenger's Lash is basically here, not because of the strand suspend, but because of Facet of Solitude, so I can make free tangles off my SMG time to kill. Now, I was trying Arc Titan. I'm going to talk about this in the gameplay again, so sorry if I repeat myself. I was trying Arc Titan with Juggernaut to close the gap, but I ended up not liking Arc Titan because Knockout kept getting canceled by Scorch and other things, and I just wasn't recovering enough health. Whereas in that exact same scenario with Prismatic Titan, Knockout is just better because of Facet of Blessing. I literally get more health. But then also with Facet of Purpose, I make an orb, which gives me an overshield anytime I melee somebody because of Heavy Handed. And that overshield soaks up all that network delay damage and Scorch and whatnot, and I'm full health for the next kill. Sometimes I get a kill, then I get a punch directly after, then I reload with Heal Clip after that, and I'm back to full after killing two opponents, so the third is easy pickings, and you also get Radiant from the melee too. So this is overall fantastic. Next thing to mention, elemental pickups. Since this is a solar weapon, it makes a fire sprite, and the artifact, for whatever reason, also drops a Void Breach for multi-kills here, so I'm constantly cooling down my grenade and my class ability just for going on multi-kills, which is what this is built for anyway. Okay, as far as comparing the roles of other SMGs and whatnot, let's talk about the other perks. I think Chaos Reshaped is what you leave with, and then Heal Clip on this side. Although you could make a case for Lone Wolf, I think you just go into what's unique. No Survivors, unobtainable, but there it is if you wanted to see the stat difference. Callus Mini Tool you can always recreate and craft, but it does not have target lock. However, with Tap the Trigger, you will have one of the easiest shooting experiences possible, and you can go into something like Surrounded if you want to play aggressive, or Disruption Break if you're doing the Mida Multi-Tool combo. Also, you can use the original Mini Tool with something like Radiant Dance Machines to combo Hipfire Grip, but just know that its base stats are very low, and you have to have it like that to beat special weapons from the hip. Finally, this is a superior one. Recluse. Yes, it is a different element, Void, but it does have target lock, and it also has enhanced hipfire grip, which is much more realistic for using Radiant Dance Machines or the odd hipfire strafe when you're trying to get to cover. This does have 13 zoom, though, trading off for maybe 10 more range than Yuletide. But that zoom does matter, and you're going to feel it. However, because it's a lightweight frame, you're going to be pretty close anyway, so maybe not. Finally, Shayera's Wrath. I can stack this with a lot of range. This thing's juiced. It's going to be fantastic. And you don't even really have to commit to Zen Moment because it is just that good. Maybe you have like a Worm Husk build or something like that and can go into Strategist. It's fantastic. Okay, let me exit out of this. I think that covers everything I wanted to talk about. I will see y'all in the next one. All right, Burnout starts pretty fast. I want to bank a suppressor off the back wall if they give me mid for free. They did. Beautiful. I've been searching for that opener all day. And Target Lock got to do some work too. Heal. There we go. I got the orb back, so. Probably got a lot of ammo from that opener, too. Anytime I hit something like that, I stare at my stream deck and just pray that the correct scene was on and I'm not recording with the lens cap on, because it has happened. And I also tried to use a snipe with this loadout, and it was just terrible. Because this SMG operates in shotgun distance. Even if I had a roll with more range, it's still shotgun distance. So if I don't also have a shotgun, I can't get curious. Talked about that in previous critiques of the PvP sandbox and whatnot. But you feel it so hard in infinite ammo territory. Shouldn't have teabag strafed. Probably would have had me. Oh, Knockout is so strong on this class. I tried it on Arctitan earlier, and it wasn't recovering any health. And a rat for a sec. Hold on, he's kind of weak. Did he still grab that? He did. No, he didn't. Thought he did. So yeah, it turns out like Arctitan Knockout just doesn't give me as much health. It's the Facet of Blessing or whatever it's called. And the Overshield from Heavy Handed and Purpose. That is making a big difference on just how much value I get out of a punch. Don't get me wrong, I was using Juggernaut to close the gap, but I'm closing the gap into a fusion rifle or a slug shotgun, so it's like, what's the point? That was a really good thruster, got me out when I needed to. It'll be B on my back in a sec. Oh, I can pinch with my team right here, though. Alright, this is deleting. This is doing good. This is more consistent than it's felt all day. Good trade. Get my reload in. Don't get sniped. Hide my toes. Wanted to dodge there for the overshield. Heal clip now, and another overshield from the double kill orb. I see the scouts coming out in full force. I can use shotgun because I have infinite ammo. a new shotgun because I still have infinite ammo. They really want to burn me, huh? I don't have a shoulder charge, so I'm just going to land on this in a sec. They really just want to keep me out of SMG range. It's okay, man. I still have infinite shotgun ammo, and I'm about to have another one, too. I still have more. I was gonna queue a shoulder charge to go to the right. Wasn't paying enough attention. Even when we spawned with one bullet and had the previous system and whatnot, it still felt infinite. I'm just so surprised people like that. They're like, oh yeah, that's heroic, man. I need that shotgun to be able to compete and play the game. But what if it just wasn't there? Sure, like, we need anti-glob tools like Arcweb and stuff like that, but that's a different discussion. Just watch one Jingleheimer clip, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Need to get used to swapping my weapon more for Bushido. I'm using this. That shit is basically like a super. So the way Bushido works is if I swap weapons and get a kill, it's more likely to give me the health back. We're chilling. I do want this ammo to deny them ammo. So next thruster dodge, I should get an overshield from the kill. 1 HP. I still have a shotgun, so somehow he loses this fight. Target lock. On M&K, that's so much more satisfying. I can slam this down for frost armor if I don't see a target. And it might end up happening that way. I can't pull out my ghost with this. Yeah, frost armor it is. Let's get my assist. And since my abilities are low, I think now is a really good transcendence moment. Shotgun again, man. It's actually so ridiculous. I thought of thrustering early, but I also thought I would hyperglide and fuse to the floor, so it wouldn't actually let me move anywhere. Just needed to throw a better nade. Both that suppressor and that transcendence. But this is a highlight game, by the way. You know it's a highlight game. This does not show the other 200 in... How many kills did I get? Well, half of those were shotgun. These do not show the other 280 kills where I get bullied by special weapons. Basically, what I was doing to them with the shotgun, other people were doing to me. Because sometimes I get lobby balanced in a way where my teammates are not soaking up green, and they're not soaking up abilities like that Voidwalker melee that otherwise prevents me from wiping the whole team. So that is the difference maker. If you don't have to fight special, it's pretty decent. In fact, with more range, it would be very, very functional. But because special exists, you're probably better off using something like Shayura's Wrath. But if you had to use this archetype, you also might be better off using Multimach in the other slot because of Skulking Wolf. The likelihood of you being 1 HP when you win a duel and being able to get off the radar to close the gap again for the second duel, and if they don't know you're coming, they don't know to have a shotgun in their hand, so therefore you have a better chance. Hope you enjoyed this first impression. I'm not a fan, but I'm not a hater of this thing.